Welcome to the Coder Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and today we're going to be running through the top 10 reasons why Drupal is awesome. So Drupal is a content management system, and it's not aimed at your smaller sites that may be changing with Drupal 8. As I'm recording this podcast, Drupal 7 is the current stable release of Drupal. Now, I really love Drupal. It is quite a heavy CMS in terms of its size in actual footprint on the server, as well as memory usage and database. But those are quickly outweighed by all the awesome features, the benefits, the speed improvements you get in terms of developing these kind of sites. There's a whole bunch of reasons that definitely outweigh. I thought I'd run through 10 really, really nice points, I think, that really sets Drupal apart. Now, the first one is highly customizable. So that's themes and modules. Writing themes and modules for Drupal is very, very easy. And it also has an abundance of resources. So one great thing about Drupal is the documentation. It's just absolutely insane. Like the documentation is probably the best I've seen on just about any project. And they have everything covered there, as well as there's a lot of high quality content for so videos and things like that for Drupal in terms of creating themes and modules. And because it's so highly customizable, it's more so of a framework than a CMS. So the CMS part that you see in Drupal is kind of like, hey, look, this is what our framework can do. So you can actually bypass a lot of the CMS and just work off the framework that it has there itself. It's really, really nice. The next thing is an amazing content authoring experience. Now, I've put an asterisk in the notes here just because out of the box, it's not like something like WordPress, where it's kind of like, here's WordPress, do your stuff. Now, Drupal does have a small part of that, but it's more so built for you to curate or mold the content management and the authoring experience to suit whatever users or clients you have using the content management system. Now, this is really great because you can fine-tune things for a certain company's or user's workflow. So if they need any kind of approval systems, or they need a nice media handling and things like that, Drupal does this really well by allowing you to easily customize all that experience. And with Drupal 8, again, we'll touch on some Drupal 8 points, that it's becoming a lot nicer and a lot more flexible in terms of the admin side as well. So it's really, really great. If you are a content-heavy provider, Drupal is definitely a good option for you to look at. The next is security. Now, Drupal's core is very, very secure at its heart, as well as a lot of the third-party modules. They actually run regular scans, and they'll send you email if you're on the right list, showing you that there is a security release. These are the vulnerabilities. This is what you need to do to patch them. And with those patches, you can either do a full module update, which is very, very simple. It's just usually moving some files up to the server via Git, FTP, or whatever you like to use. Or there is actually ways to patch it. So you can actually use a patch file and then just patch that module and then do a full update later. So they give you those options, which is great. The next thing is the SLAs. So for your bigger companies, having these SLAs is very important. And there are a number of providers who will actually give you 100% SLA 24/7 kind of support. So you can basically sleep well at night knowing that your business is going to be fine if it runs on the Drupal platform. Next is all the hosting providers. Now, you can host Drupal on just about anything, any platform, whether it's Windows, Linux, AWS-based Linux, anything like that, it'll run. But there's actual providers that are built just for Drupal. Now, the two main ones are Pantheon and Acquia. So Acquia is by Dries Boitart. He is the creator of Drupal, and they have this company there. And I think Acquia is more targeted at the upper end of the market. So you're looking, you're more, if you like, governments or very large corporate businesses. Whereas Pantheon, I think it kind of caters to the middle ground. Now, the plans they have at the moment aren't super cheap in terms of hosting, though. Really, for quality hosting, it's on par. But if you compare it to a lot of the other hosting plans you can get, which will run Drupal fairly fine, it is in the medium tier. So you're looking, I think, about $25 a month which I think is fine. I mean, if you're running a Drupal site, generally you're going to be making some money, or it's doing something for your business, so really that money's nothing. But the pricing for these kind of providers is a bit higher. But the great thing is you do get a nice workflow from it. So they've got tools built in to allow you to develop in a very structured way. So they have like a test environment, development environment, and a production environment. And you have to follow those steps to move through to get your code from development into production. So you've got a good way to do some quality assurance there. The next thing is the community. Now, they've done studies on this. The Drupal community is absolutely outstanding. I don't think you'll find a better community out there on the web in terms of web projects and platforms. Now, the community, you can basically have a problem with your commercial product and be asking some help, and you'll generally get help. You'll even get some people giving you code fixes. It's really, really nice. Everyone kind of chips in and does their part. So when there's events and things like that, there's always someone to put their hand up. So the community is incredible. Like if you need help with anything, they will be there for you. As well as that comes back to a lot of the giving back. So pretty much nearly everything with Drupal is free. It's not like how Joomla went the paid route. So it's quite nice. So you'll find that there's nothing to pay. It's all free. That's in their ethos, is to give back to the community. So when White House did their website in Drupal, they built a whole bunch of stuff and they've given that back to the community, and it's all free and open source. The next is a CLI tool. They have Drush, which is an amazing command line tool, which helps you work with your site, create new sites, migrations, things like that. I think most good projects will have a CLI tool, and it can really make or break a project. So Ember, for example, Ember.js now has a CLI tool, which is becoming a first-class citizen. And that's making a huge difference. Rails has its command line tools, Laravel, etc. They will have them, and they make a huge difference to your development workflow. The next is Makefiles. Now, this is really interesting. So essentially, you can have a file that lists out even certain versions of modules, themes, and third-party libraries, as well as Drupal core itself. And you can actually build Drupal sites from that. So you run this through Drush, and it will run the Makefile. It'll grab all the information from there and download all of it. So for example, a general Makefile, you might have one that will download Drupal. It will download some modules. It'll install your theme. Or at least bring down your theme file and grab some third-party dependencies you might need for each of those modules. Now, where this builds on top of that is the next point, which is installation profiles. So you can actually use a Makefile, and it can grab an installation profile and actually build your site. So profiles essentially, if you're building a bunch of sites that are similar, say you're doing hotels, and they use a very common set of functionality. To speed the bootstrapping process up, you can use installation profiles along with Makefiles. So you can use your Makefile to get all your files you need, and then your installation profile will then take those modules and set them up. So you might need to, put your WYSIWYG on, which is going to change in Drupal 8. It's on by default. But you might want to set up some views. You might want to name the site. You want to maybe set some settings for permissions and things like that. It'll do all that for you. So it makes it really, really quick to bootstrap projects. It's a great way to I find it useful if you're doing a lot of sites that are similar. So you might have an installation profile for hotels, as I said. You might have one that you're doing for like local sports clubs or something like that, churches, those kind of things. It really makes it really, really handy and really easy. So it cuts your development time down so you can provide better service or lower costs to your clients. The next is distribution. So these are kind of like prepackaged installation profiles and versions of Drupal. So there's a whole bunch in there. So like they've got OpenGov or AGov, they've got community focused ones, and all there's a whole bunch of these distributions. And essentially what they are is just a simple package. So all you do is download it like you're downloading Drupal, but it's everything's there, ready to go. You just unzip the file, upload it, run the install, and boom, you're ready to go. And it's got everything set up, highly customized for whatever that distribution is. So for the AGov, it sets everything up that's useful for governments. That, for example, like AGov is the Australian version of the government distribution of Drupal, which the Australian government is recommending, and that's kind of their platform of choice. You have to use that. So it's nice that they have these things. They've got ones for wikis and things like that. But anyway, that's my top 10. I'd love to know why you think Drupal is awesome or why you think it's terrible. That's good to get both sides of the argument. I am a little bit biased, seeing as I've been using Drupal for quite a while, even though now I am a Rails developer most of the time. I still love Drupal. Now, just to recap over that, so the first point, highly customizable. The second point, amazing content authoring experience. My third point, security. Fourth point, SLAs. Fifth point, hosting providers. Sixth point, amazing community. Seventh point, CLI tool through Drush. The eighth point, make files. The ninth point, installation profiles. And the 10th is distributions. Anyway, that's it. Leave your comments on codacatchup.com for this episode or ping me at codacatchup on Twitter, and we'll catch you at the next episode.